This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Appreciate you rocking with us on a Tuesday. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig on ones and twos in a segment that is going to really welcome him back to work.
I think, we just did.
We were just like, hey, Figgy, you want to do
Don't
a whole bunch of work?
Don't talk to me. I'm working.
Oh, yeah. Get this, too. And can you help us with that?
That's right.
You want a coffee, too?
I mean, if you don't mind. But I think we've had a lot of fun with Tommy Togiai, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. a dude who was lauded as the most consistent dude on the team in preseason, and we were like, really? And then we looked up the season, and he was the most consistent mm-hmm. dude on the team, hard worker. Even Cal and Hannah, Cal was talking about it this morning when he sat in, they both sat in with Payne and Pendergast at 9:30, talking about how Togiai was the first dude in the building working this offseason. He gives those types of things, so it was really cool to see him get the football and have an opportunity to score it on the final play of that game where you won 38-30 versus the Colts, solidify a 12-5 record, get yourself ready for the postseason with a 9-game win streak. But I want to go back to when they were trying to get him the football, the play that we now know CJ kind of had bad footwork and then just decided to make a little something out of nothing, slide in for a touchdown, because we were kind of making jokes, but it points to a very real thing. Hey, in the red zone, as two of their touchdowns in the red zone, their few two touchdowns in the red zone have come off of mistakes. Mm-hmm. The part of this that wasn't a mistake was very interesting to me, because the way that I thought about this play, Lopez, is I thought that this was D'Amico Ryans looking at all the things that we've talked about, that we were just talking about with Togiai, being like, let's give the dude a bone, put him in an offense, and give this to him. Listen to this. This is from the Coach's Show, and D'Amico was asked, you know, about what was the experience of watching? You got it for me? Okay. Well, I'll let
Figgy. I don't see it. My bad, man.
You don't see the audio in there?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. All right. So I'll get that. But and what he was saying there was, he was talking about the, you know, the touchdown or the play that they had run and that ultimately scored a touchdown, but CJ pulls it out. D'Amico was talking about how Cole Popovich had come to him and asked, can we use Tommy Togiai to in a package?
In a short yardage situation.
And he was like, sure, let's get him. But, you know, make sure that you get him the ball a little bit. And that was so illuminating to me, because, again, if you take this from the perspective of the head coach looking at his guy and just being like, hey, let's give him a bone, that's one thing. It's just kind of a novelty play. When you look at it, though, from the context of the run game coordinator and the offensive line coach, for an offense that has been so problematic in the red zone, going, hey, can we go get a defensive tackle to lead block for us?
Yeah.
And that really changes the coloration of the way I look at that.
I think it changes a lot of things, or at least gives you some perspective on a lot of things. Foremost, I kind of thought of just the collaboration that we've talked about. The collaboration of, you know, Ben McDaniels and Jerod Johnson and Cole Popovich, all sort of, you know, working with Nick Caley on you know ways to figure this thing out and keep it going in the right direction, et cetera. I also think it's a testament to, you know, not just Togiai's work, but the fact the things that he can do, his quickness, his ability to be an athletic, you know, in those situations. I feel like it was a really good example of that. On the other side, it's like we're still searching, man.
That's my thing. Like week 18 of the National Football League season, you're trying to find ways.
Let's try this.
And not just any way. You're trying to find ways outside of the realm of what your offensive players are to get in the red zone. That's going there. I don't know what the answers are going to be, but that is actually really scary to me.
It kind of is.
I mean, I guess it's good that they are opening their mind and expanding
they have that collaboration
process to try and find some level of answer. Is it Togiai lead blocking? I'm looking at it and I go, that is a wild thing that you are having to reach that wide to try and find an answer. Cause what that tells me is there probably isn't going to be an answer in a real way to when they get in the red zone, punching it in.
Well, they're still spitballing in some ways for answers. The other thing is that could have ended really, really badly. You know, he kind of stumbled out, but he misstepped out. And, you know, if that ball bounces another way, all of a sudden, what are we talking about today? So, I feel like it's kind of a testament to the collaboration and Togiai's abilities, but it's also like, boy, we're still trying to find this, huh?
8-3-2, it's not that deep, guys. I think it is. I think it really is what we've been comparing. Well, we at one point compared this offense early on to like, the early iterations of the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I went and looked at that 04 team and was looking at the way that they, what did they do? How did they score? You had 12 running touchdowns. From, oh goodness, which running back there? One of the running backs on that 04 season. I think you'd have like Woody Marks has like two or three. Like you don't have very many running touchdowns. And that was the way that was constructed. You can't run in the end. Like, what is your go to when you get into the red zone to score? What is the best option?
Straight ahead.
And even then, they haven't been able to make that work.
Yeah.
Getting into the end zone, throwing the football, it feels like the best option they have is running kind of crossing mesh type stuff.
What it is now or what they did?
What it should be.
Oh, yeah. What it should be is power through.
And you can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't really like a fade option, but that might be one of the things you go to. That's not really a high percentage look.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree strongly, 8-3-2. I think it is that deep because, we could say that you don't have to score a lot. But again, you get to the playoffs, and this is one of those things where you need to punch this thing. You need to punch this in. That gives you an opportunity to really maximize this.
Yeah.
And it does not feel like you're going to have an answer there.
Nick Chubb has 3 rushing touchdowns.
There we go. It's Chubb that has 3. Woody Marks has 2.
No one else has more than 1, and they have 9 total. Got to be better than that. Got to be better than that.
And I think they recognize that, and their answer was, can we put the defensive tackle in here? Mm-hmm. That's. I think that is real indicative of the fact that they are searching, and I don't think that they have answers red zone.
3 of them are C.J. Stroud, Davis Mills, and Nico Collins. Rushing touchdown. That's it.
Yeah, like maybe that is actually it. Is getting your guys out, like someone like a Nico Collins, someone like a Jalen Noll, out to the perimeter and trying to hit the pylon.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that is anywhere near a given when it gets to the red zone, and that's one of the things that playoff wise, I don't even think that's going to be as much of a concern for me in the Steelers game. But full playoff wise, that's going to clearly be a thing that hampers their opportunity to go far. And it was just a thing that I was reminded of, even in the fun thing that happened in week 18, because they wanted to pull in a defensive tackle to try and find some level of answer, you know? So that I hate to make that fun moment that we had week 18, but it all still points back to
it was
that
fun.
Thing.
It was a representative of them trying to figure things out, but it also said they're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah. Now, another fun thing that happened, and we can actually enjoy this fun thing, was Cal and Hannah sat in with Payne and Pendergast this morning. You can always use the Odyssey app, go to the podcast page to go back and listen to the sit down. I thought it was entertaining. This actually came about through them talking about the Love Bee.
Mm-hmm.
The volleyball team that the McNairs have now invested in, it's Houston. And I thought Seth asked an interesting question after on the heels of asking where the team was playing. He also asked this question of the McNairs about where their facilities would be housed.
Will they ever have a facility at your new headquarters? And where is that headquarters going to be and when?
Nice try.
Great question.
Yes. So that's the idea, is that when we do get those facilities, that they'll all be housed there.
Oh, really?
Including youth sports.
We want to really embrace youth sports.
So you'll have a youth sports complex attached to the headquarters.
I'm not saying yes to that. I'm just saying
you'd like to.
There's a lot of things in progress. Okay. I'm not giving you anything here, Seth.
We love youth sports.
I feel like I was just reiterating.
That was a good try, though.
That was your...
I just was.
No, you said specifically it's attached to it, right?
Are you gonna get a state of Kansas type deal for your stadium?
Stadium? We're talking practice facility.
But now we're talking about the stadium.
Yeah. My goodness, he's good. He is really good.
He is. The stadium side of it. That's the stadium is a whole different thing. Like that we're working with the county and the rodeo, and I mean like. We're working together to try to keep what we have and upgrade and do all those things. So we'll see where that goes. We're still in talk.
So that was awesome. First of all, from Seth, playfully getting an actual, what's going on.
Yeah, did Omar hit Seth in the jaw after that?
He just hit him with that baseball bat over there. Shut up. So it was fun and all that. It was also a little revealing, in terms of, we're still working with the county. We want upgrades, but we'll see where it goes from there. Kind of what we have, presumed and assumed is happening. Yeah, they want a definite destination point place for their facility, which is no secret. But it also might have, some other elements to it that makes it bigger. And actually, like as I said, kind of a bigger, you have compared it to the Star.
In Frisco, the Cowboys.
I think that's exactly what they want.
Yeah, they have their practice facilities, but it's also like it's an entertainment district. They've got fitness. They've got shopping. Yeah. It feels very much like they want to do that with their headquarters. They want to obviously have a home base for the team that is not, hampered by, rodeo events or anything happening in the medical district, medical center. But they also want it to be a home for the volleyball team and a home for, some youth sports and have all of these other elements. And I kind of love that idea. Mm-hmm. I kind of love having another central hub to have all these other things happening.
I love it.
Yeah, it seems like it. But you took the stadium portion of this.
You could tell at the very end there. And they weren't giving away anything. But it's just kind of revealing, saying, we're still trying to get this done over here. But we'll see where it goes from there, which means that the option for a stadium clearly is still out there as well. I wish Seth would have he was all in on trying to ask these, gotcha type questions in a fun way. I was like, oh, so is that the one out by Katy? Is that the one over in Sugar Land? Or are you going to put that?
Seth gave the McNairs an experience this
big
morning.
Time. It was the full Seth experience.
And I appreciate him doing that, but there's people that are really pushing back on my thought on the Togiai fullback experience, thinking that one, that the stakes made it so that they went to the Togiai thing and that this was simply a offense finding different packages and wrinkles.
No, look, the 832 said, I simply think it's just adding wrinkles to the offense to catch a defense sleeping and certainly going to the post. No, I think that's all part of it, but at the same time, you have 5 rushing touchdowns from running back, 6 if you, I guess Gumbawale has one. That's it. So, it's out of necessity as well. The other thing I liked from this morning was, Cal and Hannah sort of giving us the reveal on what exactly
the high five moment
video. That was awesome. It took off like crazy. And we have it here from Cal exactly how that played out.
The most viral, almost surreally viral moment of the year for you guys was the video that you did looking for your high five from CJ after the Kansas City game. Can you give us, it's great to have you guys available, the exclusivity of this conversation to tell us, can you give us sort of a behind the scenes on that, like a making of kind of thing? Where did it all come about?
Do we say everything or do we just say a little bit?
Just
a little bit. So CJ was coming down after the game,
right,
signing autographs on the side, of people in the in the stands. We were back in the tunnel. Yeah.
By the way, it was freezing. We're all
I remember.
Freezing.
Yeah.
And a kid on the other side was saying, "It's my birthday, CJ. Come and sign my hat." So CJ bypassed the tunnel without looking in there and signed a birthday hat, and then came down the tunnel, gave us high fives and hugs like he.
Right.
Well, someone caught me, waiting for the high five when he bypassed the tunnel. And tried to turn that into a negative.
Yeah.
Oh, that CJ and I have a problem.
The internet does.
Got beef. Quarterback and owner of beef.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Favorite.
And so Hannah said, "Cal, this looks bad. we can't let that stand out there." And then some of our folks were watching it and they're saying, it looks like it's dying down and it's okay. I said, no, let's have some fun with this. Yeah. Come on, let's challenge our creative group and see what they can come up with. And they came up with that, and Hannah started it with the SpongeBob 3 days later. And so we had some fun with
Cal's
all that.
Cal's was the Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club. And Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. The fish raise at the end. Okay, the only – this is, so – this is the last question I'll have on it, because we got a bunch of stuff we want to hit with you guys. Did CJ know that you were going to be waiting outside the locker room for him? Because it didn't look like he did when he high-fived.
That was a genuine response.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Okay.
He knew something was up, but not where or when.
And was he aware of the fact that it had turned into something on social
Everybody,
media?
Our whole building was. Yeah. So when Cal was filming this and he was just walking around like this, everybody was laughing.
Yeah, they
because
knew
Because
exactly
everybody
what
knew
it was.
Exactly
yeah.
what it was. Like, all the players knew. I mean, everyone knew.
Yeah.
That's great. That's just absolutely fantastic. And also very cool that it was the owner of your team. He said, nah, man, let's have some fun with it. You know, leaning into it.
Yeah.
The video was incredible.
I talk about it all the time, man. A lot of these owners don't be into
Not
all it.
Even
they don't
close.
Even care. They just full of money where they just don't give a damn about that.
Yeah.
So it's good that he's kind of leaning into it and becoming kind of a personality.
Mm-hmm. No, they care deeply about this team. And not only do they care deeply, it's evidence that this organization it has a synergy, has a oneness all the way across it. Because they were asked what their favorite moment of the season was, and I caught Hannah saying the consistency finishing games. And I was like, D'Amico has this to where the message doesn't just hit the players, doesn't just hit the coaches, hits the staff. The ownership is all in on it. Which again, I think that, and I've said this probably too much at this point. I do think that that's one of the powers of what they do is that there's a unified belief across that building and across that team. And as much as I can point to the idea that, hey, the offense in the red zone has problems to the point where they are searching, they continue to make it work. Mm-hmm. Like, they continue to make a believer out of a doubter in me, no matter what it is, whether it's, oh, there's these game management issues, or, oh, there's instances where, you know, Are they getting too thin in this place? Whatever other issue you want to throw up there, they continue to make a believer because there's a unified belief, and they just keep their nose to the grindstone.
Yeah, and again, just the way that they handled that, the really fun discussion this morning with the boys. So shout out to Cal and Hannah. There, as Figgy said, there are a lot of owners, including owners here when things were bad. That
yeah.
kind of wanted to just
owners ain't about to do that and have fun and all that stuff.
Yeah. They don't need to.
Yeah.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, you know what time it is. We typically hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
I mean, what y'all got? Y'all been doing it all week.
We got nothing.
Just playing. So, Lopez has been very vocal about something over these airwaves. Mm-hmm. And one country decided to roll with this idea. Mm. I will let you know what it is.
Mm, let's hear about that next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief.
To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So, Lopez, you've been on these airways for a long time, man.
I have.
I don't want to put your date out there, but
that's fine.
It was, what, 2000 and...
When I got here?
Yeah, when you got here.
9.
2009. So you've been here since 2009. I don't know how long you
graduated high school that year.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
I was in these streets in 2009. But, yeah, so you've been on the airways for a long time, and you've been having this take for a long time, mm-hmm. since I can remember, about pretty much postal services are no longer needed.
You don't need.
Yeah, so can you state it so that way I'm not misrepresenting what you're saying?
Okay, there's a couple things. You don't need mail anymore, period. You know, but that's not to throw our beloved
salute
mail.
To our postal service workers out there. Salute to my sister, my brother-in-law.
You talking about my family?
Yeah, you talking about my family?
I got them taken care of. Just to hear me out. It's not. It's certainly a salute to our dear postal carriers and all that. What I feel is
they listen to us right now on the Odyssey app.
They like this idea. You can transition that into something else, because everything and anything you can get in the mail, you can get otherwise. Period. There is no exception. Nothing. Yeah, all of it you can get other than someone delivering it to your house. What you can do with the postal offices and carriers is transition that into dispensaries. Across the country. They just legalized marijuana.
I was like, what are they dispensing? Okay, literally. Okay, got you.
And they still have jobs. They have very lucrative jobs, maybe more lucrative jobs. Boom, bingo, bango, boingo, problem solved.
That actually very much makes sense as a landing point for your thought, because you would have to be high to come up with it.
No.
What the hell are you talking about?
No.
So you want them to be drug dealers at this point?
No, legal dispensaries.
drug dealers.
They literally are everywhere right now anyway.
Dispensaries or the post office?
Dispensaries.
Oh, okay. It's like I've lost the plot a few times here.
Or even if you don't want to go down that road and that's a whole other vote and all that, just transition them into another viable industry.
Okay. I think the premise is wrong, but we've been here before.
You don't need mail. You don't need mail. Zero. You don't need it.
Well, a country decided to roll with this idea. I don't know about the drug part of it.
Well, I mean, it is a Scandinavian one, ain't it? It's up there, one of them European.
How about that?
Denmark.
Yep.
They decided Yeah, they decided to roll with your idea. Let's go to CNN News with the story.
Denmark's state-run postal service PostNord has just delivered its last ever letter, bringing an end to its 400-year run. That means Denmark is the first country to decide that physical mail is no longer essential or economically viable. Denmark is one of the world's most digital nations, making it much less reliant on postal services than many other countries. According to PostNord, letter delivery has declined by more than 90% since 2000. PostNord told CNN that, quote, most communication now arrives in our electronic mailboxes, and the reality today is that e-commerce and the parcel market far outweigh traditional mail. To mark the change, PostNord released a campaign video showing Danish actress Ellen Hillingso reading its last letter to the public. Instead of posting letters, Danes will now have to drop them off at kiosks in shops. Private company DAO will then courier those letters to both domestic and international addresses. PostNord will still continue to deliver packages as online shopping remains popular.
Brilliant. Shout out to the Danes.
So they are ahead of the curve.
So they're not really stopping delivery. They're just like, we're not going to carry your letters anymore.
No. But that's
because they're still going to deliver packages. No. So they're still doing the mail.
No, but I said that. No, they're not. You got FedEx. You got Amazon. You got, obviously.
So you're just talking about privatization is all you're saying.
No. You don't need mail.
You didn't hear the last part of the
checks. Letters.
But, I mean,
cars.
But, yeah, I guess. I mean,
don't take it from me. Take it from Denmark.
No, the thing. It sounded like what they were saying though, because people probably still send out letters and stuff like that. It's not totally gone, but they make it in a way where if you do need to send something out,
but that's
you go
to
this specific place.
Everything that they're not delivering mail. Everything that the Postal Service does, you can do otherwise, and you don't need.
Yeah,
mail.
So you just want to privatize it.
No, you're twisting it around. You don't need. It's a waste. I'm trying to save our taxpayers' money. Hey. Vote for me.
Hey, I'm siding with the people on this one, man. The Postal Service
people
on this
of the
one,
United
man.
States or Denmark?
We don't never. Oh, I don't know nothing about Denmark, but
those not my people.
Yeah, those ain't my people. I don't know buddy like that. Hey,
you might stand out there.
Wow. Really? There's Black Danes in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. 281, I'm very much with that point. I've made that point before. I'm trying not to get in the full-blown argument here. That's really the issue here, because all the companies that you talk about privately that do it, they also lean on the post office at other times.
They do not.
They do.
Literally all the companies you listed, Lopez, depend on the post office.
There's a lot of final leg. No, there's a lot of final leg don't. Delivery that's done by the U.S. Postal Service.
No, they do not.
He's been saying this for years.
Look
man.
It up. Look
I just
it kinda, up.
I just oh, yes, because I have not looked this up. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Well, salute to Denmark, man. I'm wondering what other countries going to eventually follow this. Mm-hmm. Because they're the first country, clearly.
Hopefully this one.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting kind of pilot program of sorts.
I'm trying to increase money for our postal carriers and viability for our constituents and everything else.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
This is Mitch Saban, the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I've been talking about this Grand Theft Auto 6 game for a long time. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to keep talking about it.
I'm going to keep talking about it, man. Grand Theft Auto 6 is supposed to come out this year, but I'm not holding my breath on it. However, I do feel like the city of Houston is kind of Grand Theft Auto 6-ish or just Grand Theft Auto period. So let's go to ABC 13 with this wild story on a chase.
The sheriff's office says that a man is in custody after ramming into several cars in a military-style truck, then leading deputies on a long chase.
The chase finally came to an end with a SWAT scene right here on 59, right here near Little York. According to the sheriff's office, the chase started around 10 o'clock last night after they got a call saying a military-style truck had been involved in a hit-and-run. They say when deputies tried to pull the driver over, he took off and led them on what ended up being more than an hour-long chase.
Driver, if you can hear me, I need you to exit the vehicle now.
It's estimated right now that the suspect struck about 10 vehicles prior to the initiation of the pursuit. So we don't really have a motive or anything at this point. The Harris County District Attorney's Office has been notified of the incident.
And during that chase, deputies say spike strips were used, even shots were fired, but none of that worked in getting him to stop. Finally, when the truck had a flat tires here on 59, SWAT was called in. Eventually, tear gas was used to get this man out of the truck and in custody. He was not hurt.
What the hell you need Grand Theft Auto for? Were you living it right here in Houston?
When did you say this was again?
This what you said when?
Yeah, when?
I want to say it was this week or last week. Yeah. It was recent.
Man, I just missed it.
That's wild.
A military style truck.
So what was his story? I mean, what was he doing?
I have no. Yeah. This is Grand Theft Auto. You don't need no.
he was having a good time.
Just drive around and go on a high speed chase.
Was he like in a Hummer or something?
No, it was. It looked like a. It looked like a 18-wheeler type truck.
Okay, like a box bit, truck.
But just the front end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can see the video out there. It was kind of wild, man. I'm like, first of all, what you doing in this truck?
Yeah, the first thing I thought was Saturday. Where did he get this from?
This might have been Saturday.
That sounds right.
There were a lot of helicopters over my house on Saturday.
Yeah. No, it was a lot going on.
And where's your house again?
Oh, right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 8507 Queens Boulevard.
First one of the year. You know what this reminded me, though? Because, if you're not familiar with Grand Theft Auto, they base it's an open world game. They base it off of, various American cities. there's kind of a fictionalized version of LA, fictionalized version of New York, fictionalized version of Miami. Why have they never thought to like have one of these based on Houston? Because Houston
it
would
should
work.
Be. Mm-hmm. It should be, because if you haven't played Grand Theft Auto, you can just pretty much use the title or the name, just steal cars. Mm-hmm. You can steal cars. Some people be in high speed chases with trucks and helicopters and all that stuff going on. That was exactly what happened. Just a random ass, big ass military truck.
Man.
Just on the loose. And they trying to stop this.
I wish I would have seen video of this. I'll look it up.
You can find it. Yeah, it's up there.
Saturday was it about midday? Was it during the day?
I'm not sure. I seen the video.
I sure hope not, because he was driving around for an hour. I just know traffic was a mess.
I'm talking like to the point where I stopped what I was doing. I was refinishing that furniture I told you about, and I was in the backyard, and I was like, "What is
it
that?
It was a
that's
couple
like
big
five helicopters.
It was a couple big accidents. Yeah. I want to say from like Friday to yesterday or Sunday.
Yeah,
I was stuck in traffic going 610 going towards I forgot what kind of tours NRG, and I was stuck in that traffic for like an hour.
Yeah,
just on the side path, and that's the one I think a center point vehicle was crashed into an 18 wheeler or something like that.
Right.
Unfortunately, somebody died in that, but it was a couple big accidents over the weekend, man. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. Wow.
Yeah. Check that video out whenever y'all get the chance.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
As I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610, I guess Houston just starting off on a wild 2026. So it was a fire at an apartment complex. This might have been in the Sheldon area, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And dozens of people were without a home. And this is thanks to a lady who decided to set her boyfriend's clothes on fire.
A woman sets fire to her boyfriend's clothes, and now dozens of people here at this apartment complex are without a home. We even saw a firefighter who fell from the second floor because the damage is so bad. Firefighters tell us they responded earlier today after the woman got into a domestic dispute with her boyfriend. She then used his clothes, put it in a barbecue pit, and set it on fire. That fire spread to dozens of units here at the South Lake Villas Apartments here in Sheldon. We saw several neighbors out here collecting what items they had left and what they could salvage from that fire, but many of them don't know where they will be going next. Neighbors tell me Red Cross is assisting and apartment management is supposed to be helping them as well. This case is ongoing.
Just throw it out in the street like a normal person, man.
Put it in a barbecue pit.
She put it in a barbecue pit.
I was going to say, at least she put it in the barbecue kit, but clearly that didn't matter because it burnt down the apartment.
See, this is a manifestation of a lesson that we all need to learn.
Yeah.
Being petty seems fun. You need to keep it to limits.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be maximum petty, that can
Once
ruin.
Once it start affecting me, then I have an issue with it. Well, it affected 12 families.
And you're being reasonable about a situation where people are completely unreasonable.
Oh, certainly. No, like, you're right. Clearly.
They've lost it.
Clearly, she was not in a level-headed mind when she was like, you know what? I'm going to barbecue your Jordans. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that was not level-headed.
There was no reasoning with her at that point.
From the 832, does she have a sister? I might be married to her. All right.
Uh-oh. Okay. Man.
All right.
I wonder what the hell he do. Like, at this point, bro,
that's
what
a
did
good
you
question. Because
why did you, like, I'm blaming you for
she
it.
Cooked you.
Well, maybe, because there's not. One of two things. She might have wildly overreacted, or he might be an absolute menace.
Yeah.
And I think either way, that's one hilarious, even though it's terrible, right? On the other side is that it's awful that you end up with such a terrible outcome.
Barbecued your clothes,
just
man.
Just put it out man. In the street. Yeah, come on, man. Hey, just leave him, man. Yeah. We got through all this stuff.
But again, I don't think she was in a state of mind where you could have reasoned with her.
By the way, that Odyssey is courtesy of KPRC, too.
Okay.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Man, I haven't done this segment since last year.
The worst. I'm not giving you any laughs or claps for that. Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm joking around. I don't like that guy either. And apparently, the Raging Italian do not like that guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he don't like that guy either. So his sons, I guess they went out for New Year's Eve, came back 10 in the morning and some stuff like that. And the father was not happy about it. And the son hit him with that joke with the, we haven't seen you since last year. And he did not appreciate it. And this is what it sounded like.
You f***ing stayed out all night. You guys came home this morning around 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and it's New Year's.
I don't give a if it's New Year's,
same me.
You're f***ing driving home at f***ing 10 o'clock in the morning. We're up all night.
Dude,
probably with no f***ing sleep. You're drinking.
Dude, I didn't even see you since last year. You already bitching at me?
What do you mean last year? I saw you f***ing last night.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since last year.
That's a f***ing stupid joke. Don't f***ing do that. Seen you since last year. I'll see you next year. You're that f***ing guy. You guys were f***ing up all night. You f***ing come home at 11 o'clock in the morning, dude. Oh, I haven't seen you since last year.
Yeah, we haven't seen you since last year.
You know what? You can take that's a stupid saying. Yeah, it's like telling me at 11:59. I'll see. No, but the fucking jerk who play that fucking stupid game at 11:59. I'll see you next year.
I know his blood pressure is insane.
I'm with him on that.
Or it's
man.
Not. I mean, that might
That's
be
normal.
What, that might be what like keeps him sane. Like he lets it all out.
There's no way. They rage bait him so easily.
He doesn't suppress anything.
We got to hang out with this guy. Do the Texans play in New York next year? Somehow.
Oh, the Giants play here. I just saw
they play here. We got to try to get them down here for a game or something.
He bites on every pump fake. I mean, every play action he's in the backfield. Yeah. He bites on it. I will say, he was 100% right. In that.
Yes.
What y'all mean? Y'all was out drinking all night, came out 10 back at 10 in the morning. Y'all was driving around drunk and tired? Are you crazy?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with him on this one, man. I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, get y'all out of here on this real quick. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Salute to Lauren Rutledge.
Yeah, Lauren Rutledge.
Yeah. Did y'all see that viral video of her?
Yeah.
I think she was working the Ole Miss and was it Ole Miss and Georgia game?
Yeah, I believe because she did the sideline.
She did an interview on the field somewhere and then had to run across the field on the sideline to sprint and get to the desk
where
she had to do it. And she was like hauling ass too. And
it's nice to know that everybody's cutting back and making people do multiple jobs. Yeah. She was the sideline reporter and the halftime host.
Yeah.
They be making Vanessa Richardson do that on Space City Home Network too. Yeah. I'm like, damn, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so she was hustling across there. And salute to Chris Berman. He decided to do a little play-by-play.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Look at this. Now, you've just done an interview, and you could go all the way to the sidelines, but it doesn't end it. Oh, my God, we got the band. Is it the Stanford-Cal game? No, it's not. There are the tubas. There are the drums. And what's it? What? And a what? And then the xylophone. Be careful. And then we got to get you on the set. Tim, get out of the way. Laura, you got the mic. Have a seat. And I want to say this, because we're watching NFL Live on a Monday. I have seen, personally, a lot of great runs in the history of Monday football. That just took the cake.
Salute to her, man.
It was awesome.
Hustling, yeah. She was gone, too. And I'm sure she had some heels on, too.
Yes, she did. Yeah, full she sprint. Did. And yeah. I think
on that turf.
Most impressive thing is, yes, the turf is also part of it. She sat down, immediately got to work.
Like, oh, yeah. It was like just.
Didn't look like she was breathing heavy enough.
Put her hair over
boom.
Her ears and let's go.
And then they had makeup on her, too. I'm like, I'd be sweating looking like a like a Christmas pig.
And just how
on
cool
TV.
Berman did that. Yeah. That's so cool for her.
Yeah. So shout out to Laura Rutledge and all the other fantastic professionals. And shout out, if you don't mind, to One Figgy Fig for a fantastic start to the new year.
I'll let y'all do it tomorrow.
No, you won't.
I heard y'all. Y'all did pretty good.
No,
I'll let y'all do it tomorrow.
I do not believe that one bit.
No, we did not.
All right, that's the mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media if you think that you see something that's mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before then, we've got some executives, some anonymous executives talking about the AFC. What are the execs saying about the Texans and others? Let's talk about it next. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday in Loop on Sports Radio 610, gearing up to hand things off to the fellas of the drive in here just a moment. Mike Sando of The Athletic, you know, he's always really good about getting in touch with the executives and the National Football League, and heading into the playoffs, he kind of tapped in, right? Getting some executive opinions on all the teams in the AFC playoffs. And so I'm interested, and I hope that you were intrigued on seeing what some of the execs were talking about around the AFC heading into these playoffs. First and foremost, I thought it was interesting because not even an executive. You know, The Athletic is good about doing some of these data models.
Yeah.
The top two seeds in the AFC are who? John Lopez.
Oh, that would be Denver and New England.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
They have combined less than a 51% chance of winning the AFC.
This is according to his.
This
what,
is according,
what
this is according
model,
to the
though.
Athletic.
Like just in general?
Yeah.
My thing is, it's always based on what?
These are playoff odds based off of Austin Mock's NFL projection model, which is the same model that we were using to, you know, figure out what are the chances that this team makes the playoff or whatever with the Athletic. Compare that year over year, and that is significantly lower than years past. In the last few years,
which
I only say that to point to, again, one of those things that we've talked about. This is a kind of a data-based way of looking at it and seeing that this is a wide-open AFC. And with that being the case, I take you to the anonymous executives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the New England Patriots. This is one exec talking about the Patriots saying, quote, New England has been doing it all year. Vrabel is a been-there-done-that coach, which offsets the inexperience of his team. Same with Josh McDaniels, who knows how to become, or rather how to come up with a game plan in the playoffs. He's got his MVP quarterback, Drake May, playing out of his mind. They're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
The reason I brought this up, a lot of this feels, oh, the Patriots are good.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a little bit about the inexperience of Drake May, even with him playing well. How have we ignored the experience of Vrabel and Josh McDaniels in particular to help counteract that inexperience?
Yeah, I think we have. You know, and McDaniels more than probably Vrabel even, right? Just because with, I mean, he's done it. You know, so many times as the play caller, hadn't worked out as a head coach, but as a coordinator and a play caller and a quarterback's coach, more than enough.
Well, he got bad. He has bad taste in quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Like he was the one out here really rolling with the experience on well, my goodness, name went blank as soon as I went to say it, but he had bad taste in quarterbacks, and that's the thing. He's great at building offenses, as we've seen again with him there in New England this year. Like, he's done a great job building that offense to the strengths of Drake May. That Drake May has just hit out the park, and he looks like an MVP candidate with this being the case. I take you then to the Jacksonville Jaguars portion of the program where an executive quote, a random executive said, quote, Jacksonville is playing with confidence and Buffalo has the look of a prize fighter that has been knocked out, was kind of almost a champion, but is weary. And another exec said, I just don't know if Buffalo can take it. If Jacksonville pops Buffalo, does that make them the favorite? So I asked you that question. If the Jags manage to beat the Bills, does that make them the favorite in what they're doing this year?
Boy, I'm going to have to say slightly. Even though, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, if Buffalo can't win it now with no Chiefs and no Ravens, et cetera, I guess they won't win it. Well, they're not taking it into account. They've got some other issues, you know, like defending the run and, you know, and some other things defensively and all that. So it's kind of not fair to Buffalo, but you're still taking out Josh Allen. And there are still questions with Denver, still questions with New England, even though we were just giving them compliments about, you know, their play calling and Vrabel and all that stuff. I'd have to say yes, slightly. I would consider Jacksonville the favorites.
And they might be, of the AFC teams, and everybody has their flaw, something that people brought up when I was talking about it a little bit earlier with the Texans in the red zone. The Jags might have a more balanced team because their defense has been solid, especially stopping the run.
Really against the run, yeah.
The offense with Liam Cohen has been really high-flying, especially since they acquired Jacoby Myers. Mm-hmm. They actually might be the most evenly built team right now. So if they can get over what a lot of people are looking at as the most explosive portion of this, which is that you know Josh Allen aspect of having that quarterback there, it'd be hard to not appreciate what they have there.
So you'd agree then? Slightly is what I'm saying.
I think I would, oddly enough.
Yeah.
But 281 said Vrabel has already lost to a one seed. He hasn't proven anything. Sure. But just kind of giving you some exec perspectives. And with that being the case, how about your Houston Texans? With the Texans-Steelers game, somebody here's an executive and what they thought about this game. You could have seen Baltimore getting a 200-yard game from Derrick Henry against Houston as a smaller front. That's a matchup where Baltimore has to come on top. But instead, they're not facing them. And this, I love this quote here. Quote, you have Rodgers at 42, Cam Hayward is 36, and T.J. Watt hardly makes plays except when the ball lands in his belly like it did Sunday night. Those three guys are just about shot. I think Houston chokes them out. Is that
wow?
That is strong words, but that is a executive in the National Football League. Now, we know not all executives are made alike. I mean, one of these could be Joe Shane. But with that being the case, how do you like that for an executive in the league, not just having a level of belief that the Texans will win, but that they will choke them out, which evokes something stronger than even some of the ways places that we've been wanting to go?
Yeah, but choke them out does not necessarily mean it's going to be a romp, like it's going to be a you know double-digit, you know,
he said, "T.J. Watt don't make no plays."
I think he's just talking about the defense. You know, like they're going to choke him out. They ain't going to get anything against the Texans. That's how I would.
But he mentioned two defensive players there.
Yeah, he did.
In that, yeah. I love that. He's just like they're all too old. They can't do it.
Yeah.
I think that their team is a lot older, and you've seen some of the declines. Especially, hey, Jalen Ramsey, dog. He's looked a lot slower in the second half of the season, and you saw him get got a couple times in that Ravens game. But, I mean, Cam Hayward, he did a lot of taking over in that in that Ravens game. T.J. Watt, you know, when he dials it up, he can be there. I found that to be interesting that he has that level of confidence in the fact that they will choke out the Steelers according to an executive. But I think that can offer you a level of confidence for it, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's the formula. We know that. We've known it for several weeks now, several months.
Same executive, making sense though. They have, if you were pulling, putting teams on, they have Houston beating Denver in the divisional round as well. So they'd have Houston in the AFC Championship game, but they would not put Houston into the Super Bowl.
AFC Championship game against who?
Jacksonville or New England. They did not. They didn't get too specific, unfortunately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.